One of the highlights of the entire story of the Exodus from Egypt is the vision of Moshe and Aharon together coming before Paro, standing before the king of Mitzrayim and demanding that the Jewish people be released. If one were to be a screenwriter trying to develop a play or a movie of what the scene would look like, we would run into a tremendous difficulty of trying to play the parts, exactly what took place in front of Paro. Who did this speaking? What did it look like when Moshe and Aaron, the two of them together, stood before Paro and presented the message from Hashem that the Jewish people, that it was time to go? The Rashi and the Ramban here disagree in a very fundamental way at what that scene looked like, and their dispute stems from the following two psukim. The first pasuk sets up the cast, and the second pasuk is who has the speaking parts. In the first pasuk, after Moshe once again lodges his complaint that he's a kvat peh, he doesn't have an eloquent way of being able to speak, so Hashem tells him he's going to send Aaron. The Torah describes, Vayom Hashem el Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Re'e nisvaticha Elohim lefaro. Look, I have made you into an Elohim before Paro. Now the word Elohim is a tricky word. It has two different meanings. On the one hand, Elohim sometimes means a judge, just a human being who's serving as a judge. And the word Elohim is also used in a more holy way to refer to Hashem himself. What does it mean when Hashem says to Moshe, you have become an Elohim to Paro? And then he says, Va'aharon achicha yihye nevi'acha, and Aharon, your brother, will be your Navi. So we have, the cast is set up that Moshe is an Elohim to Paro, and Aharon will serve as the Navi to Moshe. Then the second pasuk has the speaking parts, and if you listen carefully, you'll find a difficulty in translating this pasuk because there seem to be two speaking parts. Atot tedaber es kol asher atzavecha. You, Moshe, will speak all of the things that I have told you, that I've commanded you. Ve'aharon achicha yedaber el Paro. And Aharon, your brother, will speak before Paro. So Moshe is speaking, and Aharon is speaking. How does that work itself out, and who's the Elohim, and why is Aharon playing the role of the Navi? So Rashi and Ravani have two totally different approaches as to understand this pasuk. Rashi says as follows, the concept that Aharon is the Navi for Moshe, being a Navi simply means he writes a meturgaman, a translator, somebody who's going to express the ideas of the person who's speaking. But the person who's speaking does the speaking, and then he has a person standing next to him who helps translate that. Says Rashi, the way that this looked is as follows, and he explains why there are two speaking parts in the following pasuk. Atot tedaber, you Moshe will speak, says Rashi, ta'am achas, kol shlichos u'shlichos, kemoshe shamati mipi. You will speak one time, and one time only to Paro, all the things that I tell you. So that the prophecy comes from Hashem to Moshe. Moshe relates that to Paro, but only once. And then after he says it once, Ve'aharon achicha yamlitzenu v'yataimenu ba'azne Paro. Then Aaron will explain it. After it's been said once, maybe it wasn't clear, maybe they didn't understand exactly, but Moshe will speak it to Paro once, Atot tedaber, and then there'll be a second dibor, there'll be a second speaking, that will be Aharon explaining that which Moshe said. So Aharon will be the Navi, meaning the meturgaman, the translator, the one who clarifies and explains that which Moshe says, and he'll make that clear to Paro several times. He'll repeat it, he'll make sure that Paro understood it very well. What does it mean that Moshe is an Elohim to Paro? Says Rashi, that doesn't mean, that has nothing to do with the scene as it's playing out as to who's speaking to who. That just means that you, Moshe, will become a judge-like figure to Paro, and that you're going to judge him and punish him. So the way that Rashi reads the pasuk is, the Hashem is saying two things to Moshe. Number one, he's saying, you're going to be a judge and a punisher of Paro. And number two, when you speak to him, you will say things to him once, Atot tedaber, and then Aharon will be your Navi, explaining and clarifying a second time, or maybe even a third time, to Paro that which you have said. And that's how Rashi understood the scene. So if Rashi were screenwriting it, Moshe directly communicates to Paro once, and then Aharon fills in the rest and helps clarify it. The Ramban doesn't like that understanding. The Ramban has an entirely different view of what actually takes place. And the Ramban says, Moshe didn't want to speak to Paro. Moshe complains to Hashem on two different occasions and says, Ani aral svasayim, I can't speak well. I don't want to speak. Don't make me do it. Says the Ramban, Hashem agrees. And he makes Paro, the way that the Ramban is saying, he makes Moshe an Elohim to Paro and Aharon a Navi. Says the Ramban, how does it generally work when we have a Navi in Klal Yisrael? The message that needs to be received goes from Hashem to the Navi, and then the Navi says it to the Jewish people. The Jewish people never hear directly from Hashem. We are not prophets. we have the prophet who serves as the mouthpiece of Hashem, so that the message goes from Hashem to one individual, and then that individual conveys the message to the Jewish people. Says Narman, that's what happened. Paro never heard anything directly from Moshe. Moshe and Aaron together walk in. Moshe gets the prophecy from Hashem. He's an Elohim to Paro. Just like Hashem, in the holy sense of the word, the Elohim word, he communicates to us, but not directly, through a Navi. Aharon is the Navi, and Moshe plays the role of Elohim, meaning Moshe gets the prophecy from Hashem, whispers into Aharon's ear what the prophecy is, never directly communicates with Paro, and then it is Aharon who actually communicates that to Hashem. Atot Daber, you will speak, says the Ramban, to Aharon, and then Aharon will communicate that to Paro. So that in the Ramban's understanding of what took place, there's never a communication between Moshe and Paro, which is a fascinating different type of scene which plays itself out. It's Moshe and Aharon coming before Paro, and then every few minutes Moshe whispering into Aharon's ear something, and then Aharon brings that to Paro's ears through his words, as opposed to Rashi's understanding, which is that Moshe and Aharon come forth, Moshe speaks once to Paro, and then Aharon repeats, goes over and clarifies that message, but that the message went directly at least once, according to Rashi, from Moshe to Paro, whereas in the Ramban, it goes from Moshe to the Ramban, to Aharon, and then Aharon speaks it to Paro.